And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92. Dakota Wagner, Tyler Riggs with you as we're moving along now with Pearls head coach Lacey Moore. Coach, good to have you on tonight, as
Thanks.
Always.
Thank you.
And we finally got a kind of a full week of basketball, if you will, with the Winter Classic and
then
last night in Dodge City.
Yes.
And Winter Classic, I mean, goodness, you guys, this early schedule has got to be, if we had to put out a strength of schedule.
Oh, man.
You guys got a really good strength of schedule.
We're winning state championship there.
Right. You had Clinton round one, took care of business in that one. Mm-hmm. Then you got the eventual champ, Glenpool. Mm-hmm. Weatherford saw them again. What did you take away from those games for your team? Kind of, it sounded like from the player perspective, maybe a little up and down in terms of performances.
Yeah, right now I feel like we are up and down a lot in our performance. Still trying to find, groups that mesh well together, and still trying to find those girls that can handle the ball and handle the pressure when we're full court pressed, and just trying to get into a rhythm and get our new system going. So it's taking time, but as Coach Jones keeps reminding me, now's the time. Now's the time to struggle.
He's just pressing that button like, hey, don't worry about it. It'll be all right. You know, we talked with Lexi about kind of her, I wouldn't say breakout performance. We saw some flashes last year, but early season in a couple different spots, whether it'd been off the bench or starting, she's really been one that shooting-wise has been there, you know. And girls like Riley Douglas Fisher have kind of been able to facilitate to her. What do you credit that to? She seems like she's got some confidence as Lexi just to come out and handle things.
Yeah, Lexi is a true blonde, I would say. She's just kind of one of those sophomores or freshmen even that just step out and almost don't realize the pressure that's
right.
on them.
Yeah.
They just perform. And so she's stepping in and filling some big shoes that we needed filled, and giving us points that we need and some steals and some touches every once in a while. So I'm super proud of her. She's worked really hard. She takes a lot of ragging and a lot of nitpicking from Coach Jones and I, and she's, stepping into it and becoming a great player for us.
And then you look, we've talked to Jocelyn and Riley, of course, and we talked to Riley tonight. But you look at those three, and it seems like, early on, they're charged with kind of curating things out there on the floor, trying to be that extension of a coach, whether it be defensively, offensively. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Briley, just facilitate a little bit more maybe offensively so far this year. How would you say she's kind of handled that role and tried to, find her teammates and look for good shots for her team?
Briley, she's just a good natural leader. I think she steps in. She's a solid, pretty consistent player for us night in and night out. Some nights she may score more points for us, but she's always consistent in her defense and rebounding. She's always there. I mean, we always know that she's got the back of our defense there. So getting more confident and more consistent scoring-wise, I think she'll get there. I talked to her last night about that. She needs to be that presence. It can't just be Lexi. We need her and Riley adding, Jocelyn, adding those 10, 11, 12, 13 nights to Lexi's 21 points. So.
Absolutely. Well, the old adage is, what if your stars can all average 10, that's 50 points.
We're at a good spot right there.
Right, absolutely. and speaking of good spot, last night you guys on the road against Dodge City, a team that, usually turns out to be pretty fundamentally sound in a lot of aspects. Is going to be decently well coached by Coach Snodgrass. You guys kind of saw I wouldn't say the issue with Dodge City, but obviously they graduated really good guard in Becca Unruh last year. And this, you can tell, still trying to find that ball handler. You guys took advantage of that. Your pressure was really good in the half courts. How do you feel like your team executed last night?
I think we executed really well. We had a game plan going in that we wanted to kind of bug their ball handlers that we saw in film, that maybe they struggle a little bit with that. So we've been working on three-quarter press and a full-court press. So we kind of tried to up that up a little bit last night, and we benefited from it. I think we got them to turn the ball over 27 times, so it was beneficial last night.
Well, and I would say a turnover battle. I think you guys are about plus 12, plus 13 in terms of the turnover battle.
Yes.
So that's going to be music to your ears, right?
That's what Coach Jones said on the ride home last night. He said, well, I think maybe we got them to turn it over more than we did this game. So,
right.
Pluses. We're looking at those small victories, definitely.
Well, and I know that, you know, Riley talked about for her, like, she's trying to improve, not turn the ball over. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we talked about how you guys are now adjusting a little bit to, hey, you can't just give it to one person and right. let them do the work. Where do you feel like you guys are coming along after this week on that?
I think we're coming along, you know, good, fairly well. You know, slowly but surely we're going to get there. I think even, you know, the second time, although we lost to Weatherford by 20 points right. again that second time, it, to me it felt closer the entire game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I felt like we handled their pressure. Of course, we still had, you know, too many turnovers.
Sure.
But our guards, we kind of implemented a new type of three-guard rotation to help with the press, and I think that we handled it a little bit better. And I know that as the year goes on, we're going to get better, and Lexi's going to get more confidence with the ball. Jocelyn's going to get more confident bringing the ball up. We're going to find that third spot, you know, that will help bring the ball up successfully.
Well, and, you know, looking a little bit more just at the offensive side, when you get past the pressure and get to the half court setup, we saw Jocelyn last night hit mm-hmm. three big threes kind of early in that first mm-hmm. half. How important is that for you, especially now, knowing that, you know, maybe you don't have that de facto go-to scorer to get some of that outside help,
sure.
you know, on the perimeter hitting those
yeah,
shots?
Yeah, we have to have that outside presence in yeah. order to win ball games, I feel like, this year. We've got to have Jocelyn, Lily Luckett, yeah. Lexi, even Keely putting up some three-point shots. And, you know, making four or five of them, you know, that's a big help, a big assistance to my post players that are having to get their points inside the paint. If they can start hitting a couple outside on the three-point line, then that's going to open up the post players to get more options. So it's going to be crucial this year for us to have that inside and outside game.
And defensively, you guys last night kind of got another taste. And we always talk about this. It seems like that's important, that size, dealing with the size.
Mm-hmm.
H. Potts, Limbright, for Dodge City, kind of two taller girls. And, you know, how do you feel like your team handled those girls? Just the challenge of them. Obviously, Potts looked like a much improved player.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about pre-show. They had to almost move her
yeah.
out because she
yeah.
was one of their better ball handlers. But just talk about seeing that early and just learning from that.
Yeah, I'm really pleased right now with Riley and Briley, Kaylee Mills, the freshman, stepping in. Our ability to defend the taller post players. So far, we haven't really been affected by those post players that are a lot bigger than us. Glenpool, we were able to kind of shut their post player down a little bit. Anadarko, you know, that was a key point for us going into that game. We were able to kind of turn down the inside game off them. So, so far, so good. We're doing a good job of manning up, pressuring the right way, you know, knowing where our help is coming from and being able to get stops there.
And you mentioned one of those girls that I think has been kind of seemingly more important as we've gone on. Kaylee Mills, a freshman. Mm-hmm. I mean, goodness, talk about confidence. And you saw it on the softball field following the team. She's a competitor.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
going to get in there and mix it up.
She definitely does. She, we call her kind of the bull in the china cabinet. She, you know, she is going to make mistakes. She's a
sure.
freshman. We expect those mistakes. But she's also going to go out and, you know, somehow find a rebound or get a steal or, you know, just get a touch on the ball. So because of her hustle and her willingness to change and be coachable, she's kind of got her spot, you know, found a spot on the court. So
absolutely. And now looking forward to this final couple games before the break. Obviously, Elk City, the Saturday afternoon game,
mm-hmm.
a little bit odd timing,
yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
have to deal with that. And then you'll get Clinton again. But Elk City, a new face for you guys. What do you expect out of them and, you know, kind of some things you have to deal with in that game?
I think as Elk City is always going to be pretty sound. You know, I think that they're very, very comparable to us. I think they'll be young. They graduated a lot of girls last year as well. They still have their good little, I think she's a junior this year, a little point guard, who I think is probably their best player. She was
yeah.
probably last year, too. So we'll have to figure out how to shut her down. The rest of us, I think we have a good chance coming out with a lot of wins right here, right before Christmas break.
And finally, speaking of that Christmas break, from the coaching perspective, you know, we talked last night about how that's usually a good time for a lot of teams to just kind of breathe, take a step, you know, figure out, okay, where are we still looking to improve and get a little time in.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of your biggest goal over this Christmas break for the team, either from the coaching standpoint or just getting the players kind of kind of rolling a bit.
Yeah, trying to, you know, keep that team chemistry going, wanting to stay fresh. You know, basketball is a long season, and it gets really tiring after Christmas. So, you know, giving a little bit of rest, although we don't get a lot of break over here
right,
at Christmas
yeah.
because, you know, we play the 19th, I think, is our last
right.
game, and then our next game back is the second.
Yeah,
so,
only a couple weeks, truly.
Yeah, so we really, you know, don't have an opportunity to rest too much. We'll be practicing quite a bit, maybe try to get in a scrimmage or two during that time. Just trying to stay fresh and still liking, trying to love basketball, find what we love about basketball and carry that into, you know, this long stretch that comes after Christmas.
Definitely so, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate your time tonight. And, have a good break, and we'll catch you on the next couple games as we head out.
Huh? All right. Thank you, guys. We'll see ya.
All right. That's Head Coach Lacey Moore with us tonight for the girls' side of things. We'll step aside for a break and come back with the boys, Gage Hutchins and Connor Price, going to talk to us. You're listening to the Boomer Coaches Show on Z92.
Life never stops moving. Between the 30-minute commutes, daycare pickups, and that weekend trip to Grandma's, you're racking up the miles. What you need is a tire that can keep up, like the exceptionally long-lasting Michelin Defender tire. With an 80,000-mile warranty and the safety you expect, you can lose track of the miles and focus on what really matters, the memories made along the way. Stop in today at 2220 Main in Woodward to see your local Michelin dealer, Pipelines Tire.